Good morning.
Speaker, turn on your microphone.
Oh, it's not? Good morning. I'd like to call the 7th Osage Nation Congress to order. It is September 21st. The time is 10:01 a.m. Congresswoman Lemon, would you render a morning prayer for us, please?
Yes, thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning, everyone, members of Congress, Assistant Chief, and Speaker Pratt. Please bow your heads with me, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Dear loving Heavenly Father, we come to you this hour asking for your blessings and help. As we are gathered together, we pray for guidance in the matters at hand and ask that you would clearly show us how to conduct our work with the spirit of joy and enthusiasm. Give us the desire to find ways to excel in our work. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman. Amen. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Here.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lennon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Pott.
Present.
Congresswoman Rebart.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
That's you.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next is the approval of the journal. Please review the journal for September 18th.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes, sir. Congressman Walker.
Friday, September 21st needs to be the 18th. And then just under the header.
Did you all hear what he said? Clerk, did you hear what he said? Because I can't hear.
Yes, I see it.
All right, thank you.
And I've seen that.
I make a motion to approve the amended journal for September 18th, 2020.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the journal for September 18th. Any discussion? All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. The journal is approved. Next is reports of select committees. I don't believe we have any reports of standing committees.
Madam Speaker, this is Brandy.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Give me just a moment here to pull it up. Okay, Health and Social Services Committee met and discussed bill number ONCA 20-78, an act to reassign an appropriation of restricted third-party revenue from the Wajaji Health Center to the Health Clinic Construction Fund in the amount of $2 million and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Sabler. The committee met on September 18th. The final committee action is a due pass with 6 yes votes. Lemon, Stabler, Big Horse, Good Fox, Pratt, and Tillman. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Next is introductions of bills and resolutions. Does anyone have any today? Seeing none, bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to read in ONCA 2083, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act at 16 ONC, subsection 3106, to prohibit the accrual of unused health benefits and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. ONCA 2083 is assigned to the Health and Social Services Committee. General Order Day 1, second reading. Congresswoman Rebard.
Good morning, Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 2072, an act to provide an appropriation to the Village Committee Funds in the amount of $350,020 for fiscal year 21. Thank you.
Thank you. ONCA 2076 by motion is held on General Order Day 1, and ONCA 2079, Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes, I'd like to read ONCA 2079, an act to amend the Osage Health Benefit Act, 16 ONC 3-105, and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you, Second Speaker. Next is General Order Day 2. ONCA 2075 by motion is being held on General Order Day 2. Therefore, we are on motions and notices. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Government Operations Committee will be meeting immediately following session.
Would you like to give a time, perhaps 10:30, Congressman?
Yes. Yes, 10:30 would be great.
Thank you, sir. And I believe we'll stay on the same go-to notice.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. Congressman Walker.
Education Committee will meet today from 1 to 2:50.
Thank you, sir. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The Health and Social Services Committee meeting will be today and will meet from 3 until 4 p.m. Please note that I have amended the agenda for the meeting to end at 4 p.m., not 4:50. Thank you.
4 p.m. All right. Thank you, Congresswoman. Just a quick reminder as we move through the remaining sections and other bills in the next couple of days that we would need to have bills over to the chief's office by the close of business on Wednesday in order to have the time for a veto override. So I just want you to be mindful of that as we move through the next couple of days. Okay, there's nothing else, so I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I have a question really quick.
Motion to adjourn.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Second. Lemon. Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes, I'm not opposed to adjourning. Could you repeat that last bit about the veto override?
Bills that would need to go over to the executive branch in order to have time for a veto override need to be over Wednesday.
Thank you.
That we can continue to work on, but you know, the ones that everyone feels maybe they've had communication with the executive branch that aren't in jeopardy, but if it shouldn't require a veto override. We need to get those bills done in the next couple of days and sent over.
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
You're welcome. Congressman Big Horse? Did I hear you?
Yes, I just was making a motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
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 Motion's made and seconded to adjourn until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. We are adjourned until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Thank you.